You needed to take care of business. Had to manage the pitching staff a little bit differently here today with the game on Thursday, but I'd say it was mission accomplished for you guys today.
Absolutely. You know, we came out with a goal mindset of starting our week off with a win. That makes it easy. Not easy, but, you know, it makes it easy to set that next goal, really. So, you know, we got to start there, and then, you know, our goals can kind of advance as the week goes along. And, you know, starting off with game one, and everybody played really well today. Mm-hmm. You know, we had a few mistakes out there here and there, but overall, I was really happy with our defense altogether. They did a good job. We kicked it around a couple times, but overall, they did a really good job. And when we needed to, we got out of some jams, and pitching staff did really well. Mm-hmm. And Radke did awesome behind the plate again today, and he's calling some really great games for those guys. And, you know, and it's always different when you got, you know, in game two where we got three different guys coming in, and he's kind of managing all three of those and doing an excellent job back there. And Brady tossed a really good game in game one, and, you know, our bats were doing well. We hit a lot of hard balls that were right at some outfielders. They had a little bit under them, but they weren't, you know, true pop flies. They caught a lot of kind of half line drive, half fly ball type balls that were struck well. And we took advantage of a couple scenarios when we could. And overall, I'm really happy with the way we played.
I've been thinking about this in the doubleheader, and you speak about Avery. I don't know if there's anybody that's striking a hotter bat right now than Avery on your team.
No, every time over in the box, I'm thinking he's going to hit me. he's just seeing everything really well, and smooth swing, and he's got some pop with it too, and he's driving the ball hard right at people, and you know he had a couple of those that were hard hit, and you know they ended up being outs, but. Yeah, he's really doing well at the top of our lineup, and it was just, you know, throughout the season, we just kind of kept moving him up, and, you know, he's done excellent.
Well, and he just, I mean, in game two, you had everybody get at least one hit, and I thought that was huge for their confidence here with, you know, Ulysses coming to town here on Thursday, but I got to ask you about this as well real quickly. You got some cat-like reflexes over there. You got a ground ball over there. You didn't want to go for that line drive the next time around, though. I was kind of worried about you on that one.
If they're too hot, I let them go. So I got to make a judgment call there. And trying to keep up with these kids so a little bit. So every once in a while, if I can catch one, they like it.
You know, and it's a lot about you guys, what you guys were able to accomplish today. But I look at Hugoton and watch them play. They made some mistakes at times, but I didn't feel like that was a team that really matched the record.
No, I don't think so. I mean, they several times, whether we had a little mistake or something, but they scored a couple times with two outs against us. And you know, any team that can do that, you know, they're in for, you know, they're fighting and they're playing throughout the whole season. And you know, and so they had I think at least one time where they had two outs and ended up scoring a run, not already having a base runner on, but several times where, you know, they scored a run with runners on and two outs, and they did some good things out there. They had some outfielders make some pretty good plays out there, catching some ones on the run, and you know, their pitchers, I mean, they didn't walk us. You know, I mean, they made us hit it and they fielded it, and It was a good competition.
I was gonna say, I think maybe you only had maybe one or two strikeouts on the day combined because you didn't strike out in the first game.
That's excellent. So
that's awesome.
We're getting to that point in the season where, you know, we should be playing our best baseball, no matter, you know, who we're playing, and you know, hopefully we can just continue to build on that and continue to get better. And you know, I'm really proud of the work. It's a short season, but it is a long, long season. We work them pretty hard, and you know, we expect a lot out of them, and you know, they're proving it right now.
Well, it's in 48 hours or less than 48 hours now. It's going to be Ulysses coming to town, and I know they at least won their first game against Goodland, and then we're heading game two. But it'll be interesting how you got your pitching rotation set up for Thursday, but it'd be interesting with them and who they have available.
Yeah, you know, we're just going to play whoever's out there, and you know, we're going to try and continue to stay hot at the plate. I don't know who they threw tonight, but they last year, I think they threw three lefties against us, so we don't see that often. We saw it early in the season against Spearville and a few other opponents, but they've got a couple lefties out there, so that'll be an adjustment for us probably early in the game if there's a lefty out there, and it changes our running game just a little bit, but it also allows us to do a few other things, you know, with some small ball stuff and stuff like that when we can't run. So we'll see what kind of moves they got and come up with a plan there. But they've got a good record, and they've played well against the GWAC, so should be a good game.
All right. Once again, Coach David Dirks joining me here. Congratulations on another doubleheader sweep, and good luck to you guys coming up here on Thursday.
All right. Thank you.